In Luke 22 and verse 15, Jesus makes a striking statement that may be in a different category from other statements. He has offered statements of woe, statements of instruction. He has offered statements marveling at people's faith or lack of faith. But in Luke 22, verse 15, it reads, "And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." In our study of Proverbs this past week, we looked at chapter 30, the words of Agur. And Agur, moved by inspiration, put in writing a deep desire of his heart. He writes for the benefit of his contemporaries and for future generations that he wants an understanding of the Holy One. He declares that he wants a life that will be conducive to staying faithful to God. In the process of doing this, in the process of making this declaration, Agur passes along a few questions. These questions disclose not a passing curiosity, but a depth of interest, a longing to understand the God who made the world and who, as the preceding chapters of Proverbs stated time and again, is a God who wants to be known by us. Proverbs echoes throughout with the call, "Know the Lord, fear Him, pursue knowledge of the Holy One, and let your life show and demonstrate this knowledge." By stirring Agur to write these questions, the Spirit allowed students of God's Word to share in the hope and expectation and an earnest desire for seeing and knowing more fully who the Holy One is. And he writes these questions. "Who has ascended into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped the waters in his garment? Who established all the ends of the earth? What is his name or his son's name? Surely you know." Consider the power and the depth of that earnest desire that, in my heart, I hope and want to believe, carried generations along, looking, seeking, hoping to find the answer to those questions. Consider, too, the power and the depth of Jesus' statement in Luke 22:15, the Lord's earnest desire. Consider also his earnest desire for us to know him, to follow him, to obey him. Consider his earnest desire for his followers to be united with him and with one another. That, after all, is at least part of the instruction that Paul gives us in 1 Corinthians 11. After talking to them about some of the divisions in that congregation, he says, therefore, in verse 27, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly, if he does not discern the body. As we approach this table and the taking of the bread and the cup, we should examine ourselves and take care that we are not trying to sit at the world's table and the Lord's table. We also need to have in mind those to our left and to our right. As we draw near to God, if we know there is something in the way of our relationship with one another, we need to be serious about reconciliation with one another, as the Lord instructed in Matthew 5, 23 and 24. If we prioritize discerning the body, we avoid eating and drinking judgment to ourselves. If we rightly discern the body, then there are no obstacles or hindrances in our proclaiming his death until he comes. How long will we take these emblems? How long until he returns? I don't know. But let us take these emblems together, hoping together, earnestly desiring together to see him as he is. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Let's take together.